Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 1st, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. He will be back tomorrow with some amazing guests. And speaking of amazing guests, we've got today coming up NSA Insider Wayne Madsen. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned into that. He has been leaking documents that are now breaking news in the EU, showing that the United States government, well, the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI, I don't know if you can really call them the government, maybe the shadow government, has been bugging the embassies, the diplomats, basically all communications going back to EU countries. So that's big news, big breaking news, and I think The Guardian pulled their story on that after publishing it, so there's some controversy there already. We'll talk to Wayne Madsen later on in the show about that issue. Also coming up today in the, actually just at the bottom of this hour, we've got Greg Caton. He is a resident of Ecuador. He was kidnapped by the U.S. State Department at gunpoint in Ecuador, was illegally extradited. You can't even really use the word extradited because that implies a legal process. He was kidnapped, actually, out of Ecuador, flown back to the United States, and thrown in prison for 2 years. And it turns out that the United States of America actually has a routine habit of kidnapping Americans that they want to kidnap in Ecuador. And the reason that's relevant right now is because, of course, Ed Snowden is seeking asylum in Ecuador and 14 other countries at the moment, according to recent press on DrudgeReport.com today. 15 countries on his list of possible asylum destinations. So what happens if Ed Snowden ends up in Ecuador and then the U.S. government just decides to kidnap him like they did Greg Caton? Well, we're going to find out by talking to Mr. Caton today. Get more information about how that actually works and how lawless and insane it really is. Now, on the world news front, by the way, we've just got a ton of news today on so many fronts, health, politics, finance, you name it. And that's the reason I only have two guests today, because it's just so much news to cover. We've got, of course, the big Egyptian protests, the biggest civil protests in the history of the world, according to some press reports, happening right now. They're trying to throw, I believe his name is Mohamed Morsi, out of office there, the recently elected leader of Egypt, following the uprising against the former dictator. It's a big deal. We're talking about millions of people in the streets right now, and we're talking about the potential for armed conflict. So it could break out into an actual civil war, a shooting war in Egypt. That could happen in just the next few days. Now, I know the U.S. press doesn't tend to cover those things very much, but it's something that you need to know about. Now, in the United States today, one of the big issues that's happening is right here, just a few miles from where I sit here at the InfoWars studio. You've got Texas debating abortion limits, and a big rally, well, two big competing rallies are now forming at the Capitol building just a few miles from here. And you've got police officers in riot gear on horseback, and they're setting up massive barricades all around the state capitol. They brought in police in riot gear from Houston because apparently the Austin police force wasn't large enough, so they had to ship them in from Houston. I guess, are they expecting some kind of are they expecting the pro-choice people to have a mad rush into the Capitol and have a coup or something? I mean, I'm not sure what's all the police all about, but things are heating up over there. The Democrats not happy that they can't kill babies after 20 weeks, at 20 weeks of pregnancy. They want to have the right to make sure they can terminate that baby's life at 21 weeks, 24 weeks, 28 weeks, you name it. Hey, they want to kill the baby after it's born and call it post-birth abortion. So they are rallying to protect their, quote, right to kill babies that are already, you know, humans, of course. I mean, viable human beings whose lives are protected under the Constitution. So that's what's going on right now. We'll be right back after this break with all that breaking news, all those guests, and much more. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Monday, July 1st, 2013. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. We've got for the next 3 hours just astonishing news that you can't miss. And let me just give you an example of what we're talking about. And we also have some great guests coming on, including Wayne Madsen, NSA insider, who's been breaking news all over the world. So he'll be joining us in the second hour. But check this out. The Department of Defense is creating a copy of all of us in an alternate reality, well, a virtual reality, to find out how long you can go without food or water or how you will respond to televised propaganda, writes the Register. It turns out that the DOD is developing a massive, what they call a sentient world simulation. They're creating a massive PSYOP simulator in a complex computer system to simulate the decisions of every sentient being on the planet. They're actually going to populate it with, you know, 7 billion little sentient programs or whatever the actual number is, to find out how you're going to react to their psychological operations. So then they're going to test in the simulation what would happen if they did a false flag attack, for example. How would you react? they're going to test what would happen if they dumped more fluoride into the water and dumbed everybody down a little more. They're going to test probably chemtrail attacks, biological weapons, rolling out more liberal propaganda, like making you think the family is bad. And that the only people that should have rights are undocumented immigrants or people who are not heterosexual, gays, or, you know, they're going to test every possible agenda they can think of in this simulator. So that's just the start of the kind of news that we're going to get into today. This simulator, the Sentient World Simulator, replicates financial institutions, media outlets, and even street corner shops. It applies theories of economics and human psychology, and its developers believe they can predict how individuals and mobs will respond to various stressors. Well, isn't that just delightful? So now we're going to have a PSYOP simulator run by the Department of Defense. And need I remind you, by the way, that Google and NASA, remember Google has ties to the NSA, NASA, part of the federal government, obviously, have just purchased a 512-qubit quantum computer that operates in multiple physical dimensional realities. I mean, this is science fiction becoming real. A 512-qubit quantum computer from a company called D-Wave has just been purchased. Now, a quantum computer is, pardon the pun, but the metaphor, but literally, you know, quantum leaps above the processing capability of a normal CPU like you might have in your home computer or even the supercomputer. Quantum computers operate in multiple dimensions, and they will allow these computing systems to achieve things like easy speech recognition, visual recognition. They will allow robots to have tactical thinking, to have reasoning skills, to be able to outthink human beings. There's the article. It's in Scientific American. Google and NASA snap up quantum computer called D-Wave 2. I wrote about this on Natural News last week. It's a big deal. Because, and I'm going to talk about this later in the show, we are entering an era that is called the rise of the machines. Now, Alex spoke about this last week, and he was right on about it. His analysis is 100% correct. I'm going to add to that analysis today and tell you why the future doesn't need most of you. I know that's shocking to hear, but the rise of robots with quantum computing processing units is going to make most human labor obsolete. And that's going to mean that we're going to have 5 or 6 billion people on the planet that the globalists no longer need. So we'll get into that in more detail. You can only imagine what that means in terms of population control and mass soft kill, genocide, the Holocaust 2.0 that's going to be coming in the next few decades. But let's move on to other news in the meantime. We'll get back to that because that's more of an in-depth topic. Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. This is a top story on Infowars.com right now. Paul Joseph Watson wrote this. Check this out. FEMA signs a deal with the Russian Emergency Situations Ministry to, quote, exchange experts. Yeah, we're going to exchange some experts so that Russian officials can provide security at mass events in the United States. Oh, yeah. So the sellout of U.S. sovereignty continues. And, of course, FEMA would love to do it. FEMA, of course, the agency that likes to go door-to-door confiscating people's guns every time there's a hurricane or a flood or a tornado. First thing they do is say, hey, let's take your guns. Take your guns away. And now we're going to have apparently Russian troops coming in to assist FEMA with that effort. There was a press release released by the Ministry of the Russian Federation for Civil Defense. And the U.S. officials, they met on June 25th at the 17th Joint U.S.-Russia Cooperation Committee on Emergency Situations, and they said they're going to, quote, exchange experts during joint rescue operations in major disasters. Oh, you mean like major disasters that the U.S. government causes? The ones that they make happen? Now, I'm not saying that every hurricane or tornado or fire is caused by the government, but they can certainly set off their own disasters, such as an epidemic, a release of a bioweapon, a self-replicating weapon that could cause a national disaster. And then they call in the Russians. Because, you know, it's funny. because Steve Quayle has been talking about this for many years. If you go to Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com, he's always got headlines that talk about, oh, the Russian troops coming in. That they're already positioned, he says. They're already positioned in key places all around the country. Not a lot of people are talking about that. But now here's further proof in the story that FEMA wants Russian troops to come in and take over in emergency situations. So, see, there you go. There you go. It's all happening right before our very eyes. Now, another story up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels, one of the newer members of the writing team here. ATF is arming robbers in hatched plots, leaving many dead. Now, this is a huge breaking story, and I think it was USA Today. Yeah, USA Today did a big in-depth investigation. Oh, my God, USA Today was involved in actual journalism. I'm impressed. I love it. I think they did a good job with this one. So the story is like this. ATF agents are setting up these honeypot operations, sting operations, to ensnare would-be armed robbers to say, hey, let's go hit this drug distribution house where they've got a bunch of weed or a bunch of smack or whatever, and they have a lot of cash. Let's go hit them. Let's bring in some guns, you know, shoot a few people, tie up everybody else, take their smack, take their cash, and we've got undercover footage showing this. Well, and it turns out that these little honeypot operations have so far left 7 people dead because the ATF is going out there and recruiting people who bring guns to the sting, and lead starts flying, and people end up dead. And so not everybody in the court system is happy about all of this. In fact, they're saying it's a clear case of entrapment. That, in fact, one or two federal judges here is on the record. You have to look at the story on Infowars.com. ATF arming robbers is the first headline. That some judges are saying that this is entrapment. This is not legitimate. The ATF is running around recruiting these people and practically making them do this. Well, we know the FBI does the same thing. The FBI plans most of the terror plots that they then foil in the United States. That was right out of the New York Times. The FBI plans the attack. Remember, they planned an attack to blow up a bridge in Cleveland. They planned an attack to fly, what was it, a drone into the Pentagon, I think, or the White House. The FBI comes up with these plots, and then they run around finding these low IQ, mentally impaired individuals who are usually substance addicted. They give them a few beers, they give them some weed, they give them whatever to get them on board to say, yeah, you drive the van, you fly the drone, you set the bombs, whatever. We'll give you more weed, we'll give you more beer, more alcohol, more cash. And then at the very last minute, the FBI, catches these terrorists. Oh, really? Well, they weren't terrorists until the FBI put the plans in their hands. They were just bums on the street, okay? Harmless bums sitting on the street until the FBI came along and recruited them to become terrorists so that the FBI could then claim it's stopping terrorism. And what kind of terrorism is it stopping? The terrorists that it comes up with. So the ATF is now joining the FBI in this little scheme here. Now, I watched some of that video, by the way. It is freaky. You got this African-American dude in there sitting in that car talking about how he's going to cap everybody and how he's done it a million times before and how he's so cool and how he does it high on drugs to make sure that he's clear-headed. This is what he says in the car. This is on the video. I'm just like, wow, man, no wonder I carry a Glock all the time. I mean, people like that come in, I'm going to let loose on them. And no wonder I don't run a drug distribution house. That's not a good career move if you want to stay alive, by the way. Let's move on to some other news. I'm sorry, I got to move faster. We've got so much crazy news, but it's all so insane at every level. We've got single women's insurance premiums for health insurance are going to double in California. That's thanks to Obamacare. Yeah, thank you, Obama, for your gift to single women. Make them pay twice what they used to pay into the monopoly-run health insurance exchanges that have now been mandated by the same Supreme Court that says same-sex couples can marry each other. We'll talk about that in another minute when we come back. This is the Alex Jones Show. The world is insane. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today and enjoying the insanity of the news. Let's go to the next insane story. Clorox has unleashed a hate speech ad campaign smearing fathers. Yes, they're attacking fathers, calling them, well, essentially the same as clueless dogs. They're saying that fathers lack the judgment and fine motor skills to take care of children, compares dads to dogs,
in a online promotional piece called Six Mistakes That New Dads Make. It accuses dads of being so stupid that they can't put their children's clothes on frontwards, the clothes are on backwards, and they take their babies out to in the rain with short sleeves on and sit them down in front of reality TV shows like the Kardashians and probably just incredible. So here we go. Clorox has joined the bandwagon of attacking men. And I don't know about you out there, but I'm sick of it. I'm fed up with it. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm going to talk about this because if Clorox had said these very same things about blacks or women or gays, they would have been blasted. They would have marches on their headquarters. They would have been just reamed in the mainstream media. But because they chose to attack fathers, well, suddenly it's all funny and it's all okay because dads are always depicted as morons in sitcoms and TV shows and movies and the popular press and apparently by Clorox as well. So I have announced over on Natural News a boycott of Burt's Bees. You may say, wait a minute, what's Burt's Bees got to do with anything here? Well, Clorox owns Burt's Bees. So I think that all dads out there should stop buying Clorox and stop buying Burt's Bees products to protest this attack, this hate speech attack against men. And here's some of the quotes that they say. Some fathers, men, dads have been inspired by raunchy comedies to bring babies to inappropriate places like casinos, pool halls, and poetry readings. This is actually from Clorox. This is hate speech against men. Now, what I'm wondering is, why is this okay to always attack men? And the answer is because the system is trying to destroy families and especially trying to destroy men. And last week, when Alex covered with Ben Fuchs on this show the feminization of men through BPA chemicals, plastics, chemicals, hormone mimickers that are just throughout the food supply, throughout food packaging, he hit on something that's very true that the White House is denying, that these chemicals tend to feminize males. So you've got the male population in America is shifting towards a metrosexual kind of stance, a feminization, where they're no longer willing to stand up for any of their rights. And that's part of the agenda, I think, is to get men to not stand up for their rights. Men are supposed to be the warrior archetype, the protectors of the family, part of the family unit working in cooperation with their wives to raise healthy children. But now the system wants to say, well, men are morons and only women can change diapers. And that's what Clorox has jumped onto. And of course, they heard an earful from men who were tired of being smeared for being men. And they pulled that campaign off of the internet. But of course, we linked to it, a cached version of it, so you can still see what it says. But this is a kind of sexism. And I'm wondering, when is the civil rights movement for men going to be formed? When is that going to take off? And when is the civil rights movement for maligned Caucasians going to take off? Because today it is apparently okay to use racial slurs, cracker, cracker this, cracker that, against white men, and especially against fathers, as Clorox just did. It's okay to bash whites. It's okay to bash men, to blame them for everything. Civil rights is supposed to be about all men and women are created equal, regardless of your color. And I denounce racism, and I know that Alex does as well. Here at InfoWars, we denounce racism. We denounce corporate smear campaigns against men and against fathers and against women. We would jump to the same defense if they were attacking gays or women or African Americans, because we actually believe in civil rights. That is, that all men and women are created equal and that they all deserve equal protection and equal dignity in our culture. So enough of the attacks on white men and fathers, Clorox. Get it through your stinking heads. Fire your marketing department and grow up and go back and read your history books. Read Martin Luther King. Judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, okay? Get it through your heads. We're sick of it. We've had enough.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
I refuse to be censored and silenced by the bigots out there who say that anything that a white man says criticizing the position or the policy of a black president is automatically racist. I refuse to play that stupid mind game, all right? We're going to lay it out straight in every case, and we're going to fight for the civil rights of everybody, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their religion. I mean, this is the libertarian principle, that we think you should be free to live your life with minimum intervention, you know, least government intervention possible. Even if I don't agree with your position or your religion or even your sexual orientation, I'm not going to go out there and push my beliefs on you. But at the same time, I don't want you to push your beliefs on me. It's a two-way street. You got to respect and tolerate each other and have dignity for each other. That's the way it works. So when I criticize an Obama policy, that's not racism. People, that's me criticizing a policy or a behavior or a speech or a decision of a person. It's not racism just because he happens to have more skin pigmentation. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. You know, part of the problem, and by the way, we've got Greg Caton coming up in just a second here to talk about the U.S. government kidnapping Americans in Ecuador. But part of the problem is that we have gone past the threshold where most Americans can actually parse language, where you can actually communicate to them at a linguistic level of sufficient cognitive understanding, grasping the concepts that are trying to be discussed. And I think a great example of this was defense witness at the Zimmerman trial, Rachel Jontel. I don't know how she was brought up or what chemicals she was exposed to, but she cannot parse language. She is illiterate. That is not a racist comment just because she's black. If a white woman was on the stand and did the same things, she would be illiterate. She is a victim of the system, people. I'm not criticizing her as a person. I'm saying she is a victim of the system, of the mass fluoride poisoning, of the heavy metals in the food, the pesticides in the food. All of the environmental chemicals that are put out there, the BPA and others, the chemtrails, are killing the brain function of people everywhere. And we're starting to see that when a woman gets on the stand like that, a 19-year-old woman, and can't read, something is wrong with our country and she is a victim, all right? And that's not racist to say that. I'm defending her against the system that's trying to poison her and kill her. It's sad. It saddens my heart to see a 19-year-old African-American woman, Haitian heritage growing up in Miami, who can't really speak in coherent sentences. Something is wrong with that. We need to protect all of us, all of our children, our young girls and boys, teenagers, black, white, Asian, you name it. We all are being victimized and poisoned by the system. We all need protection against the global elite that are trying to kill us. And I think she's just an example of just how bad it has gotten. So my heart goes out to her. I hope we can find a way to help her heal. Let's go to our guest, Greg Caton. Now, let me give you a quick background. He's joining us by Skype. This is a big deal. You know how Edward Snowden says he may be seeking asylum in Ecuador? Well, that may not work out for him in the way that he thinks it will. And the reason is because the U.S. State Department has a track record of kidnapping American citizens in Ecuador who are breaking no laws whatsoever, but that America wants to bring back to America to persecute for its own political reasons. Now, this has already happened to this gentleman, Greg Caton, a man who I've known for many years because I wrote about him when this happened several years ago. He joins us by Skype now. Thank you, Greg, and welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Well, it's great to have you on, Greg, and I would like you to lay out briefly the story of what happened to you, because back a couple of years ago when it happened, no one believed us. Today, people believe more of the rogue shadow operations, so I want you to lay out what happened to you so that people can get the story, and now they will believe it.
Well, actually, a kidnapping attempt was made against me in November of 2008, so I knew they would probably try it again. What happened is I had a business associate by the name of Dr. Neville Solomon, and these geniuses at the State Department, because I guess we're the same height, gringos, we kind of stand out, kind of stood out in Guayaquil. Actually, because I had been living there, it confused him for me and actually kidnapped him and his 15-year-old son, Michael. And only after interviewing them and for a period of 30 minutes were they able to figure out, oh my God, we've kidnapped the wrong guy.
And when you say they, were these the State Department officials or had they bribed the locals?
The protocol they normally use is, and this is done all over the world, by the way, most people don't know this has been codified in actually all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. When I was kidnapped and brought back to the United States in Louisiana, I had a defense attorney by the name of Randall McCain out of Lafayette, Louisiana, who defended me. And one of the first things he told me on the very first meeting, he says, you don't see, because I was saying, this was all illegal. Can't you do anything about this as part of my demons? He says, no, I can't do anything about it. The U.S. Supreme Court has codified it. We will kidnap anybody anywhere we want, for any reason. We don't need a justification. all this talk about extradition this and extradition that and political asylum, it's all smoke and mirrors. I got to tell you right now, it's all smoke and mirrors.
So great. This is big breaking news right now. Sorry about the delay if I'm talking over you because you're joining us from Ecuador, a little bit of delay in the Skype. But this is big breaking news, folks. Not only is the United States government running death squads that we know assassinate people like Breitbart and Michael Hastings and many others. Gary Webb, I think, was another case. They are also running globally kidnapping schemes against innocent Americans like you, Greg, because again, you were engaged in selling a rainforest herbal topical salve, like a skin cream, that was perfectly legal to sell in Ecuador. You were breaking no laws.
Well, we still do. That's the whole thing about it. We still do. I mean, you know, we sell Amazonian, medicinal herbs, ship all over the world. It was never illegal. In fact, actually not even the overt reason that they claimed they were kidnapping. They said it was because of a patient violation. And the truth is that I had someone while I was in prison the first time, an employee who embezzled over $20,000, from us. And after I got out, I did an audit of our books and discovered it all. And when she found out that I was going to go to the authorities, she immediately went and started talking to prosecutors, trying to get my probation revoked with under the logic that, well, if I can put this guy away in prison, no matter how many criminal acts I committed, I'll be able to get it all covered up, and I'll even get the support of prosecutors.
So
and by
you,
the way,
you were set up.
Oh, completely set up, and I knew I was being set up. So here I am in a room in downtown Guayaquil with the guy that's right under President Correa at the time. It was the fellow who was the Minister of Government, and his name was Gustavo Larrea. I'm sitting there with him, and I'm sitting with the governor of Guayas Province, and people who don't know much about Ecuador, Guayas Province, out of the 24 provinces in Ecuador, it is the wealthiest. It is the center of commerce. Guayaquil is like the New York City of Ecuador. It's
right.
Far more influential. It's the 800-pound gorilla, commercially speaking, in the Ecuadorian economy. So, and they're assuring me, telling me, do you really believe, as if I'm an insane person, right? As if I must be insane for suggesting that over something as is something as insignificant as a probation violation, which I didn't commit in the first place, by the way, which was supposedly that I was making H3O, the product that I was manufactured that I had in the United States. It's one step away from saying we need to kidnap this guy. We're the United States government. This guy has an overdue parking ticket. We need to kidnap him and bring him back.
Right.
He's overdue. We're going to get that $50. Okay.
Right. But they did. And by the way, back your microphone off your mouth a little bit, getting a little bit of static there, a little hot. But they did come kidnap you, which astonished the Ecuadorian officials. I know Correa himself was jaw-droppingly astonished that the U.S. would violate international law, would actually bring agents in there to conduct an armed operation against you in your own driveway to kidnap you, take you out of the country illegally, while at the same time people like Obama accuse Hong Kong of violating the rule of law for not turning over Edward Snowden. I mean, what hypocrisy.
Well, it's beyond hypocrisy. On April 17th of 2012, there was a committee here. It's an immigration committee that decides difficult cases. And what the ruling of the Ecuadorian government was is that what happened to me was completely without legal foundation, which is kind of a sweet, euphemistic way of saying, hey, United States government, you were rogues, you committed a rogue operation, and everything you did to this man is illegal. Now, what's the proof of that? I'm just kind of saying this on your air. What is the proof of that? Well, the proof of that is that I'm here because in any country in the world, if you are deported for felony, any kind of felony, if you're deported, you're not coming back. You're not welcome back in a country that once you've been deported for legal reasons. So what they did is the mention of my deportation and the records of the Ecuadorian government have been completely expunged. Why? Because it was illegal.
Kidnapping. You are an entrepreneur, a very successful one, I would say, who is in fact helping the Ecuadorian economy, bringing value to their rainforest, the renewable resources, the medicinal resources that people are being paid to harvest, and your company is packaging them and shipping them out. You're bringing jobs and also exporting health products to the other nations of the world that don't have the climate to have a rainforest. In fact, I mean, you should be given a medal or something by Korea for a humanitarian award for what you're doing.
Well, he's got a serious pull. I don't. Korea's got a tough job. I mean,
yeah, I know. I'm just saying you're a good guy. You're not a criminal guy.
Right, and the very fact that. And then the other proof, people sometimes raise their eyebrow when I say that everything that was put on, when I was put on the Interpol red list and my name was...
I want to talk about Interpol.
Oh, yeah. You know, Osama, my first cousin, Osama bin Laden.
Right. They had your face right next to Osama bin Laden and other, like, serial killers and war criminals. The State Department managed to get you put on Interpol.
The proof that everything that the FDA... and Interpol said was completely false is the fact that I'm here because I had my passport renewed in August of 2011. If I'd had any kind of pending criminal charge that is even closely, remotely similar to the things that the FDA and Interpol were saying, they wouldn't have even renewed my passport. Anyone who's ever gotten a passport knows you can't even be arrears on your child support payments get a United States passport, let alone have, you know, the criminal charges for hurting people with, you know, because you're
But they got their pound of flesh out of you because they put you in prison for what was it, almost 2 years in Louisiana?
Well, the total time was 21 months. You know, they give you 15% off. They give you a fig leaf. Good time, and
so it was actually they put you in prison, and you had to do the prison time, and then when you got out, they renewed your passport, and you went back to Ecuador, and Ecuador welcomed you back in, and there you are now running an admirable business yet again.
Correct.
But it's incredible.
I think what we see, what disturbs me, and I don't know that this has really been even conveyed to your audience, the rapidity with which it's getting worse. Now, for instance, in my case, at least, I can say I had the privilege of having a kangaroo court. It was all nonsense. The State Department is there basically dictating to the Ecuadorian judge just exactly how to violate the law. And, by the way, I don't know what's ever happened to that judge, but I know that they'll never disclose to me what disciplinary measures they took against the people who were paid off on this side to do this.
Yeah, Greg, I want to make sure we get, though, to the other kidnappings that are taking place there.
Well, let's talk about James Martin Malone. This is a guy who, unlike myself, James Martin Malone was a guy, he's a few years younger than myself. I think he's something like 54 now. Anyways, in 1990, roughly 23 years ago, Marty was doing a job for somebody. He was transporting things along in his car, and he got caught up in some kind of in a drug bust for transporting drugs. And the prosecutor has since admitted there's really no evidence that this guy ever knew, had conscious knowledge that of all the things he had in his car, it included cocaine. Anyways, make a long story short, guy gets 22 years and finds a way to get out. Or maybe he's on bail, I can't remember, but he gets to Ecuador, and he lives here safely for a period of 22 years. And by the way, this was big news down here in Ecuador. I knew this guy personally. His wife was the general manager of one of my companies, an Ecuadorian company that I had. So I'm very, very intimate. This is not hearsay. This is not because I read it in the paper down here. This is somebody I know, I knew. They'd lunch together regularly. His wife
was my
manager.
So what happened? What did they do?
This guy gets into a tiff with his wife. I guess they were separated or something, and she knew that he had legal issues back in the United States, so he gets a hold of local officials there in Santa Elena, Provincia de Santa Elena, and they pick him up, stick him on a plane, and take him back. No law, no judge, no court, no nothing. All this talk I hear about, well, you know, Ecuador, they don't have an extradition treaty with the United States. It's all nonsense.
So what we're seeing globally is a pattern of complete lawlessness where the United States government will do anything it wants, violate any law it wants. I mean, Obama's got secret kill lists. I guess they're not even that secret anymore, of Americans that he's going to have killed, drone strikes on civilian, you know, weddings and parties all over the Middle East, killing women and children. You know, and now we've got that it has come out that the U.S. government is spying on its EU allies. You know, the United States is getting a reputation for being a lawless, rogue nation, kind of like the way we used to think of North Korea.
That's what we see down here. I mean, and we see it in many different ways. And by the way, I'm not saying anything that's counter to the official message of the Ecuadorian government. You hear President Correa, he gives a weekly address here on Saturdays. You remember that, right, Mike?
Yeah, I remember listening to some of that.
And, you know, he's constantly railing. And on the one hand, you know, it's not that Ecuador is in any kind of unfriendly posture to the United States. You know, there's a very, very – Ecuadorians go to Miami all the time. I mean, there's trade back and forth. There's very good feelings. But it's like – the relationship between Ecuador and the United States is kind of like the wife who says to her husband, you will not disrespect me. You're not going to call me a bitch. If you fight with me, you're going to fight fair. You're going to respect my feelings. You're going to respect my opinions. And you're not going to disrespect me. You know, it's that kind of a thing. And so you constantly have this thing. It's not like Ecuador is saying, you know, we hate the United States.
Ecuador,
but Correa has made a very, very, he's a graduate, as you know, of the University of Illinois in economics. He calls himself a half gringo. He refers to himself kind of affectionately as a half gringo. His mother lives in Orange County, California.
Let's bring it back to Snowden, though, Greg. What would happen if Ed Snowden goes to Ecuador to seek asylum there? I want your assessment of what exactly would happen to him there, because it is very likely that the Ecuadorian government cannot protect him from, let's say, a U.S. Navy SEAL team or something like that if the U.S. really wants to get him. But let's talk about that when we come back with Greg Caton, the Amazon rainforest herbal formulator who was kidnapped by U.S. State Department authorities. We'll be right.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide. And now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
All right, so this is big breaking news. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we have an exclusive interview with a man who was kidnapped from Ecuador by the United States government. over the crime of selling medicinal herbal products that help people get healthier, if you can believe that. There's nothing I won't believe anymore in terms of what the government will do to oppress freedom. So the question to you, Greg, is what would happen if Edward Snowden actually were granted asylum in Ecuador and relocated to Ecuador? Do you think he would be safe there? Could Correa's administration protect him?
Well, I can only give you my opinion based on what I've experienced here. Others that I've known have been kidnapped and so forth. He wouldn't have any semblance of a life that you and I would call free. I mean, he would have to be under some kind of military. He'd have to be guarded. He'd have to, because based on the fact that this is such a big piece of theater for the U.S. government, you had Biden down here actually telling Correa, you will not give this guy political asylum. And basically what Correa did, this was in the news here, he was very respectful to Biden. He said, I respect your opinions. If he ever comes to Ecuador, if he does, he will be the first ones we call to get your input on the subject, but the final decision must be ours. It's again the thing of right. Respect our sovereignty, okay? Respect that we are a sovereign nation. So my opinion, based on what I've seen here, one of two things would happen if he wasn't in some kind of almost a military prison with special forces protection. One, he'd either be kidnapped, they'd pay somebody who's corrupt within the police force to kidnap him, very much like they did in my case, or... John Perkins, they're going to send in the jackals. It's going to be one or the other. But Greg, he's not going to have a life that you and I would call
Greg,
free.
Greg, Alex is joining us on the phone. Pop in for a second for an important comment on this topic. Stay on the line with us, Greg. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. He's welcome in the 5 minutes after this segment to finish up the story with Riveting Radio. I just want to put some context to this. Can you guys hear me good?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, I'm taking the kids fishing today. I appreciate you doing the show. I'm coming back to work tonight. Look, there's an article on RudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. Top story. Russian troops and Russian security forces advise at U.S. public events. What is this about? This is about global governance, State Department Memorandum 7277, international treaty, where the diplomatic immunity, mercenaries, Interpol, police, can go anywhere in the world and grab anybody they want and ignore extradition laws. And that's how Americans can be visiting Germany. And they say the Holocaust didn't happen and they get arrested and put in prison for 5 years. Now, whether you think that happened or not, I think Hitler was bad and killed a bunch of people. They use cases like that to set the precedent for now they're going to arrest you if you deny man-made global warming. And they're calling for arresting us. So this is global government where we have no rights, and these multinational globalists can even send in mercenaries.
Right.
And that's why we have Mexican troops in Katrina. That's why U.S. troops are in Canada for the Olympics patrolling the streets.
Well, the same death squads... same death squads, Alex, that sent after Hastings or Breitbart or the assassins, I mean, they are operating globally.
Yeah, exactly. It came out in mainstream U.S. news, the back of the paper 5 years ago, that former Latin American death squads hired by the CIA, more than 10,000 of them, were brought in to run death squads in Baghdad. This is a global mafia that does whatever it wants. I remember reading National News about this guy's case where the FDA just wanted to persecute somebody for selling a salve. I mean, give me a break. And so they went after him. And so I wanted to be able to finish the story, but I think it's important for people just to know in the context of Hastings, dying with the death squads and Aaron Schwartz and the D.C. madam and on and on and on.
Yeah, we're going to break, Alex. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For sure, I'm done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.